last week about what are the characteristics of a Talmud Chacham. We spoke about how a person gets to be a Talmud Chacham. Agav, the Al Yeshua doesn't address the major feature of becoming a Das Torah, which is to learn. But that he took for granted that the Ilam knows that. I was once talking to an other brother, Lad Nori, from the two Davis back, from the Altamiris from Shanghai, the biggest Lamdonim in the world. He once told me, he says to me, Yosef, you should know that you never saw anybody that became a Godel without learning. So that klal has to be, you can't have Das Torah without being Amoritz. But we're talking about after the guy was Molly Krasa Vishasa Poiskim, so now what do we have here? So we said last week that the first characteristic of a Talmud Chacham is the clarity and the vadoyus. We spoke about Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, who was 100% crystal clear with vadoyus, that Aspasanus was the melech, was the kesar, and that was based on a drosha, on a medrash chazal. That's called a vadoyus and a clarity of learning that comes that a person doesn't have any other agendas other than Torah, and a person views the world through the prism and the lenses of Torah, different worldview. It's very interesting. That means it's not only a worldview of what the Torah wants to be done. It's what the Torah says is happening. The second characteristic of a Talmud Chacham is the stability. Let's learn inside an Amud Reish Chaf. There's a pasuk in the end of Shir HaShirim. Thank you. The end of Shir HaShirim, pasuk says that say. Have a little sister, Vishadayim Enla, not developed. What should we do on the great day? If she's a wall, we'll build a tower. But if it's a door that swings, then there's nothing we can do with it. Dr. Pozak, Ani Chayma. Zorin Chazal, Ochis Lanu Ktana Zavrom. But if he's shaky like a door, there's nothing you can do with him. Nimrod threw Avraham Avinu into the Kivshan Esh. And there was a nidan in Shemayim, should he be saved or not? Is he worried to be saved? What was the dilemma? Ochis lo noktane. He's not yet fully developed. Im choymuhu, nivdala tiras kesef. Tiras kesef is a tower, tiras kesef is Klal Yisrael, Chazal say. In Delasu, if you're a door, you're swinging, nothing we can do with you. Came along, Avraham Avinu answered, Ani Chayma. He said, I'm a rock, I'm a wall. Amar Avraham Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ani Chayma, Ve'emit Mais Tovim Kechayma. Ze Avraham Avinu, Asher Midas Vadu Usa Hoi Kechayma, Al Chayma Zun Noisen HaKlal Yisrael. I want to explain what this means. First of all, what's the Nidan? Avraham Avinu, in the story of Kivshan Eish, you all remember from P1A, how did he get himself into the Kivshan Eish over there? He was chapering with the Avodah Zarah of Terach, his father, the Avodah Zarah's floor. Chaper, they threw him in the Kivshan Shalesh. So you're talking about somebody who's prepared to take on the whole world. The whole world, there's only one person in the world who was Makkah the Boyer from a young age. And yet in Shemayim, the feed this Chazal, it wasn't enough to save him. Because to go do a Nes, the nest to save Avraham Avinu is based on the fact that we can build a Klai Yisrael out of him. If you can't build a Klai Yisrael out of him anyway, See, it's a passing event. It's a temporary event. It's not a sustainable event. And then there's no tivas kosov. So that means the need is for HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to go ahead and do a neshel ikedech at heaven and save him from the gifshan eish. It's not enough as eigenus ruyus. He has to be able to live. He has to be. This guy is all at stake over here. Even though that tivas kosov, we're going to build a tower. We're going to build a palace. That's Klai Yisrael. So what's the shadow whether we can build Klai Yisrael or not? That's the shadow of Ani Chaim. Are you a Chaim or are you a Dallas? Are you a wall? Are you strong? Are you stable? Or are you a Dallas? Yeah, you're a passing phenomenon. Very good, you had a Cyrus. You believed in the Eibishta. You had an act of Kanois. You went ahead and took and broke all the Getzkalach, all the desire of your father. A momentary act of kanoyas, like we have locally here sometimes. And again, that's not somebody who goes to Klai Yisrael. That's a good guy. You mean well, you have your heart's in the right place. But that's not Klai Yisrael. Klai Yisrael requires stability. Ani Chaima. Oim! What do we say in the Mishanas? And we sing it. Oim Ani Chaima. The nation, the Ummah of Ani Chaima. That's who we are. Ummah. Oim. We're the nation of Ani Chaima. Now, if you want to know, by the way, how solid Avraham Avinu's foundation was, if you want to know how stable he was, we have a Rai Muchachas. Look how tall the building is. What floor are we on since Avraham Avinu? 4,000? I don't know exactly the chart from Torah Mesorah. I forgot it. Over 4,000 years since Avraham Avinu. 4,000 years since Avraham Avinu. So we're floor number 4,000. It's like these skyscrapers that have in Dubai. That's us. Do you know what a foundation you need to build such a building? And such a building that stood through all the tzaras and all the inquisitions and all the holocaust and all the shchitis and all the haskalah and all the ruchnias. Do you know what a foundation that is? Do you know what he said, I'm a wall. Do you know what a wall that is? Look at the tiras kosov, you see what a wall it is. You want to know how stark Avraham Avinu was? How stark he was? The Maharal speaks a lot about this nekuda in many places. Go back and look at Avraham Avinu. Look where you come from. Look what starkeit you come from. Look what type of building, what type of skyscraper they built. We built. Was it they built? The Eibishter built. We built. We're the skyscraper that we built on such a, you know what such a foundation is? He said, I'm already the Gazach. Kishahikir is boiroi. Where does this come from? Nichnes ha-havadoi is ha-muchlat is b'lov alvoi. When he recognized the Eibishter, it wasn't a passing event. It was so final, it was so absolute. There's nothing that can copy it. It went into his heart. Steady, Avraham Avinu. Avraham was an Ichayvay. Neman lefanach. He's steady. That's the dargo of the hakorah that he had. I mean, the Alei Shul saying very deep of heart. The level and the ability of the ability of something to penetrate into a person's heart. Our hearts are our reality, by the way. Our tzaynis, our taifis, our cheshik, our emotions. That's the reality of the mensch. But it's also slavavoy nema lefanecha. Because the ani chaymo was so stark, it was so real, it was so absolute, it was so vadai. That's Pasha Bayos. The reason why Bayos there's a gap between the Viyadat and the Vayosh is because there's some sort of lack of Adoyos. Avraham Avinu said, Ani Choyma, that it was also the Vavah and the Vavah. Zok Tal Yishur, Midazu Niyesa Yerushas Am Yisrael. Yemaisim? We have it in our DNA. Avraham Avinu had such a Adoyos, and it was a Zakinyan Nafshi. In Avraham Avinu, was also Vavah Necha? That we, thousands of years later, have the same starkeit and the same level of Mesiras Nefesh. Oim Ani Chaima, that's us. We're the nation of Ani Chaima. That's what characterizes us. There's a word in Kazakh, there's a Pirkei Avos, very interesting. The Levi Eliyahu speaks about it. He says that Eliezer Eved Avraham was a very interesting figure in history. B'tzad Echad, Eliezer Eved Avraham was the Kohen Gadol. Chazal described Eliezer Eved Avraham as being he was doing it to Avraham Avinu. He was, this is Talmud Mufik. He was doing the Mashkin with Torah's Rabbi. Avraham Avinu thought that he was the continuation. Ben Meshek Basi. Hine Anechi Hurle Hariri. Ben Meshek Basi, the Meshek Eliezer. The doing the Mashkin with Torah's Rabbi. And yet we find something phenomenal that Eliezer Arafon disappeared off the scene of history. Where was he? You have Yitzhak and Yankiv, you have Esav and Yishmol and the Avis and the Shvatim. And Eliezer Arafon disappeared. So Pirkei was a Esther Kasha, a blessed God that was in Horkonus. Where did Eliezer Arafon disappear to? He's the God of the Torah. He looked like Avraham Avinu. So after Pirkei de Beloza, that Eliezer Arafon was like a stick that you throw up in the air. And as long as the force of the propulsion throws it up in the air, the minute that it ends and the force of gravity brings it back down, he says, "Pirkei Avolazah, Ben Hukas, is it something tragic?" As Eliezer Ben Avram was propelled by Avram Avinu, Eved Avram. As long as Avram Avinu was around, he was flying up. And the minute that Avram Avinu disappeared off the scene, he fell down back to the ground and went back to being a Kanani. Imagine that, Zaza. Eliezer Ben Avram, a tragic end. And he disappears off the stage of history. He's not there anymore. Disappears. By the way, you ever notice? It's just one design. He disappeared. He was here. There's a couple of parishes where Eliezer Ben Avram with the shidduch, with this, with that, and he was the one, and he was a Talmud, and he gone. As I said, he disappeared. So Eli Lapian says the Mori de Kazach. He says that when Avram Avinu said to the Eibishto, like, what's going to be? I don't have any kids. And who have is Damashek Eliezer, Zok Rashi over there, Doilu Mashke Mitoras Rabbi. So the Levi Leo asks over there that it's very funny that punkt in that pasuk is where he's called Damashek Eliezer, where the Taich is Doilu Mashke, Rashi brings down. What's up is over there? He says, Mori de Kazach. Avraham Avinu said that if he bought his Doilu Mashke Mitoras Rabbi, he doesn't have his egg in the Torah, he only has the Ibn Zogger. He can't be Klai Yisrael. He says, what am I going to do? I have this guy by here. He's Mori de Katal, but he looks like me. He's the God of Lador. He never said an Egan of Shat in the Rashba. He's Doilu Mashke with Toyez Rabbi. That means he's not Ani Chayma. He's fundamentally dependent on me. So the minute I'm going to disappear, I can't be Klai Yisrael. He said to David, so what's with that? David said, no, he's not the one. Because he's talking Ibn, he's the Ibn Zogar. He'll have a kid. And Yitzhak Avinu, but talking Egan of Torah. Is stayed Pirkei de Avolazo says so Rabbi Lapian brings down this Pirkei de Avolazo and he says that's the pshat that Eliezer didn't have an egg in the, he was dependent, it was a function of circumstances. Rabbi Yochum writes in many places. Rabbi Yochum writes in many places. It's one of the themes of the Sfarim of Rabbi Yochum, both in Das Torah and in Das Chacham Musar. He writes in many places. He says if you want to check, like, are you a lasting phenomenon? Like, are you for real? He says this very simple way of checking if you're for real. Check if you're for real. That means check what happens when you're not being thrown up. Nobody's throwing you up in the air. Nobody's propelling you. You don't have an Avraham Avinu, and you don't have somebody to say pshat for you in the Shia, and your Chavuzah didn't come. That's a great example. What did Eliezer Eved Avraham do when the Chavuzah didn't come? Did he land on the ground? He went back to being Eved Kanani? So then we'll say, well, you're being such a stupid mushel. We're talking about such high charade. We're talking about Avraham Avinu over here with Eliezer, and you bring us down all the way to our first Seder when the Chavuzah didn't come, and I couldn't find what to do with myself all morning. Then it does retmen, doch. That's the shailu. Now, I'm not going to go say, by the way, that you can't get married. Because over here it says that you can't build a tiras kesef unless you're a chayma. You can't build the future. I'm not going to go say that. I'm going to go apostle everybody whose Chavuzah didn't come for a Seder. They didn't learn the apostle to come for Shaduchim, because then there'll be no takanas that will help fix the Shidduch crisis. Then it's unfixable. I wouldn't go say that Ani Chayma is a criteria. But I will say that this Chazal is a taich of what a Talmud Chacham is. It's very interesting in the next week's parasha, not this week's parasha. It's a Mori de Kazach. It's a Mavul de Kazach. And there's a moral about this. How did Bilam HaRasha open up his brachas to Klal Yisrael? What did he say? Beirosh Tzurim Erenu. Right? Beirosh Tzurim Erenu. Vos Asherenu. Hein Om Levod Ad Yishkoin. Ubagoyim Lo Yizchashu. Zok Rashi. Vos Tzurim. I look at the Mistakel, I look at the Shiroshim, I look at the Tchila, I look at spotted the ovis, and they were rocks. The ovis were rocks. Explains the Maral, what's not the ovis were rocks? They weren't mushpa from anything, because they were rocks. They didn't budge. By the way, I think that's the end of the pasuk. I didn't say anybody says this. What's the end of the pasuk say? Hein am levada yishkoin bagoyim lo yischashav. Zok targum yonison, Rabbi Yochum brings it down, barachov gedolah, in many places, hein am levada yishkoin, that loss of lover, yishkoin is olam haba, yishkoin. They're going to be alone in olam haba. Bagoyim lo yischashav, because they don't live with the tarbals, with the culture of the goyim. The connection between the beginning of the pasuk and the end of the pasuk is self-evident. The ovis is a moita gazach when Bilam Harosha chapped what the ovis were. What were the ovis? They were tzur, they were rocks. Ani chayma. They didn't budge. And because they didn't budge, shaklaisol all the deiris was levadad b'goyim lo yischashav. We reckon the chesh with the goyim. Not we reckon the chesh with the goyim because it's pasnish. They have no effect on us. We're not mushpa. The yisoid of a tzur, the lashon of the Maral is that a tzur is not mushpa. You can't be mashpia on it. When you talk about a guy, he's a rock, right? What do you mean to say? You have a chavuzi. It's like a stone, right? You can't talk to him. Nothing is mashpia on him. That's us. We're a tzur. Remember, the others were, and Mimela, Rashi says, they were stable. The tzur, Rashi says, was stability because they weren't mushpa. The two things are totally separate. If you're a rock, then nothing's mashpia on you. Because you have your egin mitzias and matzosos lovavoy neman lefanecha, so of course you're going to be stable. Stability is totally in not being mushba from outside things. The pasuk in Yeshaya, habitu el tzur machzavchem. Look back at the tzur. Zok the Maral, who's the tzur? The tzur is Avraham Avinu. He was a rock. He wasn't mushba from anything. When you're not mushba, you're stable. That's a Talmud Chacham. So the person wants to know whether he has das Torah or not. The person wants to know whether he's Talmud Chacham or not. The person wants to know whether he's for real. Person has to see how much is he mushpa, both from events and from people. How much does that shake him up? How much does that thing? Or your chayma, and the ability to build a future, a continuity, a tiras kasef. It's in every area of life. Right? It's not just in children. It's not just in a family. Klaisol is not just kids. Klaisol is a mitzias of klaisol. It's a tower, and the ability of a person to build ruchnias towers in his life and buildings. It's totally on how stable you are. Ani chayim b'matzoslos l'vavoy nemol l'fanecha. That's the yisayda me'reish tzur meredith. Interesting to zach. That Bilam in Russia is bruch of Kal Yisrael. That's what he started off with. They're acts. They don't move. They don't budge. Esonim v'chazokim. That's the office. The office of Kul Tzur. And Bilam in Russia, it's not to zach. He chapped on. But this nekud of ani chayim Bilam in Russia, he was a Russia, but he was a klug yid. Not yid. He was a klug man. He was a big Russia. He chapped on. He opened up the brachas with them. They raised to him around. So listen, that I chap. He said, Tomos nafshi moshi shom. He wants to die like them. He wants to die like the others. All the Bali Musa say, die, but in order to die like the others, you have to live like the others. In order to die like the others, you have to live like the others. And Bilam in Russia, it's very interesting, it does end off. Bishop made it mad crowd, so nobody gave him marriage. Like so we can continue another 2 minutes. It's Mori de Gazach. I'll just end off with this because it's very important. The Mishnah says, Kol mi sheyesh bo gimel dvar halalu, mi tamidu shel Avraham Avinu. Kol mi she tarei, mi tamidu shel Bilam Rosh. It's very interesting. It always intrigued me. The parallel of Avraham versus Bilam. Avraham, what the shittach was Avraham doing with Bilam? But there's one thing that characterizes Bilam, is he wasn't stable. Ayikor elekim el Bilam zok Rashi, lashon aroy, lashon of temporary. Kadosh Baruch Hu bumped into him. Why did he bump into him? Because Kadosh Baruch Hu had an unstable relationship with him. That's what Rashi says. Why did he have an unstable relationship with Bilam? Because Bilam wasn't stable. That's why he wasn't stable. 1 minute he was busy benching, the other minute he was busy clawless. 1 minute he was saying, I'm coming with you. The next minute he said, I'm not coming with you. The next minute he says, I can't come with you. The next minute he said, give me more money, I'll come with you. So he looks like somebody who's bipolar, up and down. It's like, I can't be, by the way, the Torah brings it down. And the Torah brings down as a dialogue of somebody who's not balanced. So obviously he wasn't crazy, nervous. He wasn't stable. Avraham Avinu is stable because he has good midas, and Memela, he has das Torah, he's a vekishtelt. And Bilam is the epitome of instability in the world, and that's why the two things are connected. There's two universities in the world. There's a university of stability, and there's a university of instability. The latter one is very, very full. It's overloaded with applicants.